Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Got Caps tickets on the line coming up in 20 minutes. We opened up the show and spent most of the time talking about Jaden Daniels. If you missed our reaction, you can watch the YouTube video at the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Mike Marr is doing a great job putting more and more videos up daily. So subscribe to the channel. It's the 106.7 The Fan YouTube channel. And you can see clips from our show daily. I usually tweet them out as well and put them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. A lot of ways to follow us, but subscribe to that YouTube channel. But right now, we're not talking about Jaden. I think overall, we all like Jaden. Jason and I prefer Drake May.
Yeah, but I don't think Jaden is going to be a complete failure. I think he can be a really good quarterback.
I agree with you.
There's a lot of factors, but I don't hate the pick.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I told you, I'm a little nervous. Probably unjustifiably so. I have the memories of RG3, look, and they had
if they would have taken Drake May instead, I would have been nervous about that too.
Yeah, you should be.
You know, I mean, because that's how hard the position is.
That's why I'm kind of muted. Like, I'm excited because I know he can run around and make it interesting, but my excitement is muted because until he does it, you don't know.
At some point, the number two pick has to hit for this team because it's been so bad for the last few years.
Yeah. We need it.
Last 12 years or whatever.
We need it.
And I'm also tainted by Justin Fields kind of busting out. Now, Cakes brought up a good point. He wasn't the number two pick. He was the number 11 pick.
He's on a second team.
And he's on his second team.
As a top 11 pick.
Didn't pick up his option either.
Right. But similar to pretty much all of these quarterbacks who were drafted, great college resume.
Mm-hmm.
Great college resume. Unbelievable. And then similar to Jaden Daniels in that he's an unbelievable runner.
Mm-hmm.
And he just hasn't developed as a passer. So maybe Jaden Daniels is further along. But you can check out the YouTube video of our reaction earlier. Right now, we're talking about what did they do next. So if you had your dream five picks, EB,
mm-hmm.
All right, Cakes doesn't want back-to-back tackles. Give me your dream five picks. I know you're stuck on Ayuk, so I'll give you one. I'll go left tackle, wide receiver. Now I got the next three picks, which are in the top 100. Now I'll turn to defense. I'll throw in a corner. I'll go edge. And then,
I mean, the head coach is a defensive-oriented guy.
And then
he ain't gonna let him just go there and just pick offensive
guys.
All of those
edge,
positions
and
make
then,
sense.
And then I guess I'll go tight end. I'll fill all the spots.
The GM is a former defensive end too.
Right,
they're
not gonna
ignore defense.
I'm gonna go left tackle, corner at 36 and 40. Then my next three picks are not necessarily in this order.
No.
Tight end.
Okay.
Wide out. Edge rusher.
Oh, so we have the same five.
We're all gonna have the same five. Positions.
I mean, I would prefer to have, if we have a chance to say, how many tight ends have gone? Brock Bowers is only one.
Yeah, just one.
What if we have a chance to get the second best tight end in the draft and everybody has him as a like a second round grade or something.
I think he's kind of a late second round or third round grade.
That's why I threw the kid Sanders from Texas.
So maybe I want wide receiver, tight end. Like, I feel like I can find a left tackle.
So you're going wide receiver, tight end with the top two picks?
Maybe.
I mean, look at me. Love.
Like, I feel like I could find, like, give me a couple guys. I'll do the old Matt Valdez method. I'll bring in three tackles and hope one of them hits.
All right.
You know what I mean? I'll draft one in the fourth round. I'll draft one in the sixth.
Yeah, but I feel like left tackle isn't going to be popular. Like a guy with like a pedigree, like a first or second round pedigree. Like,
see a guy with
fifth
great feet.
Or sixth round left tackle seems dicey.
I just need a guy with great feet.
I know this isn't going to be
popular.
Just give
me great feet and we'll figure it out.
And I just said I would draft a wide receiver, but devil's advocate, they really need a wide receiver because Jahan Dotson was just drafted. And I know we're kind of scarred by year number two, but he was a high draft choice who looked really good as a rookie. They have Diami Brown.
I don't even count him. I don't take him seriously.
I don't think you could have too many receivers.
Yeah, I need layered talent at wideout. Look what the Bears did. They draft Caleb Williams. They draft another wide receiver to go along with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. They don't just look at their team and say, well, we've got two pretty good receivers. I think we're okay. We'll just fill in the gaps with free agents and six and seven
round guys.
And
I also
guys.
Think they need
They're
a
spending big capital on them.
They need a bigger receiver because they struggled with that in the red zone because they don't have real big receivers.
Right.
They got speedsters, mm-hmm. but I think they would – it would behoove them if they had a kid 6'3", 6'4".
Does Casey have a big
Daniels
receiver?
Could go.
They seem to make do with a lot of speedy guys, right?
Who, Kansas City?
Yeah, yeah. Do they have a big one?
Yeah, I mean, but Travis Kelce.
They got Kelce.
Yeah, that counts
as a big
receiver.
Our big guy
receiver.
Could be our tight end.
By the way, that Kansas City offense could be scary because they added Hollywood Brown and then they drafted Xavier Worthy,
yep.
right? They traded with the Bills. Like, they have burners on the outside now.
And I heard a projection, Rashee Rice, who obviously has some legal issues right now, I heard somebody say that they don't think he's going to get more than four games.
Four-game suspension.
Yeah.
All right.
So then they're loaded at receiver.
You might be right.
All right, let's
I don't know. I'm almost talking myself out of the wide receiver pick early. Because you also brought in, I know you might laugh, you brought in Jameson Crowder. So that's like your slot guy. You got Terry McLaurin, you got Jahan Dotson.
I'm gonna redo
I think they
my
need
list.
Someone else.
Wide receiver, tight end, wide receiver, wide receiver.
All right. Let's,
let's load up, baby. Let's help out Jaden Daniels.
What about a versatile running back? You don't want that.
We've already got that. His name's Austin Eckler.
All right. Yeah. You don't believe in guy.
You don't believe in Olamide Zaccheaus?
No.
No.
I've seen him hop around from team to team with the Falcons and the Eagles. He's like a 20 or 30 catch a year type of guy. There's nothing special there.
10 last year.
I need special, JP. Right. That's what I'm looking
for. All right. Let's go to John in Richmond. Hey, John. What's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, gents, and thanks so much for having me. This is my first time calling in.
Thank you for
calling.
Thank you for supporting the Junkies.
What's up, Johnny?
Thank you. Appreciate it. I just wanted to point out something that nobody has talked about, and maybe they have, but I haven't really uncovered it.
All right.
Because of injuries to two starters and a shuffling of the O-line in Kansas City, both Allegretti and Wiley were starters on that Super Bowl offensive line that had Patrick Mahomes running for his life against Tampa. And for some reason, that scares me a lot.
Mm.
I think we need to basically draft both a tackle and a guard. Just want to see what you guys think about that.
I think you're probably right, but guard, I think, is something that you address later. I don't think that's like you pick a guard at 36 or 40, unless a guy just is way outclasses everybody else that's still left on the board.
I don't know anything about
Allegretti. How much did they give Allegretti? How much money did they give him?
I don't think it was a
ton. That kind of dictates.
I have to look it up.
Sort of their expectations.
Are we kind of tossing out the kids they drafted last year? Daniels and Stromberg?
I am, but somebody did write an article about don't forget about Daniels.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe he's, you know, much better
they
now.
They were pretty high picks. Now, maybe
it was
Ron
a high pick, but I remember
it.
People just said he was terrible.
Yeah,
but maybe he just
maybe
was
they
unprepared.
Can get him, maybe they make him better.
Guys do improve.
Yeah, better coaching.
All right. Let's.
I know they looked at Jamin Davis's fifth-year option and said, we're not picking that up.
Yeah, but I think
you're
it's kind
need
of a
to
trend.
Prove it to us in,
I think that's a trend.
Defense.
Hey, Valdez, we never said real quick, do you like your pick, the corner from Clemson? Isn't that who they took?
Nate Wiggins, yeah.
Yeah. Are you?
He's good. He's fast.
I like the pick. It's a low-key need for the Ravens.
When was the last time you didn't like a Ravens pick?
Probably
good
never.
Good question. Actually, I really didn't get sized for Hayden Hurst.
Oh, really? That was that the tight end?
Valdez was selling me hard on Rashad Bateman because he got extended by the Ravens. Yeah. Apparently, they never extend their wideouts. Uh-huh, okay. He's very high on him next year.
All right. All right.
And he's a Ravens insider.
In Frederick. Hey, Edgar, what's up?
What's up, Chunks?
What's up?
Hey, listen, I really think with 36 and 40, they should go ahead and go corner, wide receiver. I don't care in which order. You know, somebody like Kool-Aid. I can drink that Kool-Aid. Yeah. I can also be good with McClinton, wide receiver. And then, you know, go for the tackle, tight end, and maybe a linebacker or another lineman on the third round.
Yeah, I mean, right. Those
sounds like
same,
a decent plan.
Same positions we're kind of throwing out there.
Allegretti, who was signed away from the Chiefs, 3-year, $16 million deal. He got about $9 million guaranteed.
Mm. All right, so they're planning to play him.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely. They're planning to play him.
Yes.
So I just went to PFF's.
He's a starter.
Best available players left. So they have Cooper DeJean from Iowa, number one. Mm-hmm. Then they have a defensive lineman from Illinois, Jertan Newton. But then they've got the wide receiver from Texas next and the corner from Alabama, Kool-Aid. After
I mean, you also want a guy named Kool-Aid McKinstry on your roster, EB. That's a good name. I mean, that's a good football
name. An unbelievable name.
There's also a wide receiver from Oregon, Drab. What's up with Troy Franklin? Silly?
Of course he's pretty silly. Good. I think he led the college football perhaps in receiving yards last year.
Well, he's got Bo Nix throwing two-yard passes.
Right, by the way, are you pro Bo Nix going to Denver? You didn't really chime in on this.
Pro or anti Bo?
Bo's probably
can he mold him into a mini Drew Brees?
No, that's just out of control.
I mean, out of control speculation.
Out of control comp.
Bo Nix is a second to third round quarterback. Broncos panic.
But there are plenty of good second round quarterbacks that have been good.
He's got many.
He's going to have to sit for a little bit. Now, problem is he's sitting behind Zach.
He's sitting that much because the rest of that quarterback room is
that could
is
be the
drink.
Problem. That could be the problem with him.
Damn it.
But if there's one guy you want him to play for, I mean, Peyton knows the position.
Well, he better prepare to get screamed at like Russell Wilson was getting screamed at. Or maybe he's just going to be more prepared than Russell Wilson and run the offense better.
Right.
Sean Payton did not like him so Russell Wilson
so
late last year.
If you had to bet against any of these first-round quarterbacks, the one you're betting against would be Bo Nix. That would be the first one.
I'm betting against everybody but Penix. It's my guy. I have to wait 2 years to see him. He's the
everybody
best,
else, you're against Caleb. You're against Jaden. You're against – I mean, you don't believe
until
you see
anti?
Him.
No, Caleb will be fine.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you're a Jaden, you don't like... Yeah, by the way, we never got your opinion. Do you like the Jaden pick?
No. He was fourth on my QB board.
He was fourth on your board. How long did you spend putting your board together?
4 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. by the way, to borrow your back padding machine, my draft board was 1 through 5, the same order that they were actually picked. Congrats to me.
All right, but I think it's based on where they're going to be like 2 or 3 years.
The board is about who's going to be the best.
You just aped all the mocks.
Yeah. You didn't even watch any film, you admitted. By the way, here are your second round picks over now. I don't have from the last couple, but here's an example of second round picks in history. Drew Lock, DeShone Kizer, Christian Hackenberg, Derek Carr, Jimmy G, Geno Smith, Brock Osweiler, Andy Dalton, Colin Kaepernick, Jimmy Clausen, Pat White.
I think Drew Brees was a second-round pick.
Sure.
Yeah. I think Boomer Esiason was a second-round pick. I mean, I could think of guys that had picked in the second round that were successful.
But the vast majority,
probably every the vast majority, 20 duds.
Are guys like Kevin Cobb.
Kevin Cobb.
Chad Henne.
I remember Kevin Cobb.
Jimmy Clausen.
Chad Henne played like 16 years.
No, no, they may have careers.
Elite
but
career.
I know, but when he's saying Bo Nix is a second-rounder.
Hey, you know how much money he made?
They're he made a ton of dough.
You know how little he worked?
He made zero impact in the NFL.
Christian Hackenberg.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
Trust me, I know that.
What? Christian Hackenberg was a bust.
I'm just saying the vast majority of second-rounders, if he's saying Bo Nix is a second-rounder, the vast majority of them are
So he's
meh.
Betting against them. He's betting against
the them. The only thing I remember about Christian Hackenberg was like a beat reporter in his rookie camp said he got hit by a ball or almost hit by a ball on the sidelines that was like 20 yards off target.
From Sackenberg.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah. The only thing I'll say about the receivers is I am scared about that one metric that when you look at draft success. And quarterbacks are kind of in the middle of the pack. But receivers, they're like the least likely to
hit. Big hits are like at center.
It's really hard to hit on an elite receiver.
Hit meaning they sign a second contract with the same team.
The metric isn't great. Yeah. But it's, you know, it is a metric.
Yeah.
We don't do the metric system here in the United States, EB. You should know that.
I know. We don't do metrics.
Eric, there could be three more DeMatha kids drafted this weekend.
Oh, good.
What about Roosevelt guys?
I haven't heard about the Roosevelt dude.
Hey, there was a Quince Orchard kid pick.
I saw that.
Well, number 21.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also went to Maryland first. But Marshawn Lloyd, who's the running back from USC, he could go.
Remember him.
The safety from Michigan, Josh Wallace, he could go. Mm-hmm. And there's one other, John Morgan from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So possibly get three
good
more.
Good luck to them.
Hopefully get three more stags in
the NFL.
That'd be awesome.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win some Caps tickets for Game 4 here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.